Thank you for calling our claim center. Para español, marque el número uno.
For tire, wheel, or key replacement claims, press 1. For dent repair or windshield claims, press 2.
Please be advised that all calls are recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Thank you for calling the claims department. This is Kyle speaking. How may I help you today?
Yeah, so my name is James Colt, and I was trying to send y'all some information that I don't have the power to get the information y'all need from me for being reimbursed for my rental car. The lady asked me if I needed a letter, the main adjustment letter, I think she said.
Okay, and your name, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today, James?
Yes, ma'am. I'm having a very hard time. I mean, all I'm trying to do is get reimbursed by the rental car I had. My car's fixed now. Been fixed for some months now. I'm just trying to be reimbursed by the rental car, and I guess y'all company won't. I can't get it. I can only get what I can get. And some of it I just can't get. That's a lot of adjustment. I can't get that letter for nothing. I don't know where to get it from.
Okay. And James, can I have the best contact number for you, please?
My contact number is 757-327-5158. And I pay my insurance all the time, and I'm just don't know what else to do with this.
So you need your reimbursement on rental car.
Yeah. I played fair with it. I did everything I was supposed to do, and I'm just wrong.
And do you have the last 8 digits of your VIN number under policy?
Let me see. Wait a minute. I've been on my policy. Wait a minute, hold on. I got it. Wait a minute. I got it. Give me a second, man. Yes, man. It's 131-111-995-04.
VIN number. The VIN number.
VIN number. Well, on my car, you mean?
Yes, the 8 digits of your VIN number.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, hold on, man. I'm about to tell you that right now. Okay. Let me make sure I'm looking at this right. VIN number. Okay, let me see. Okay, wait a minute. I don't see it up here no more. VIN number. Okay.
Do you know the address on your policy?
Yeah, my policy is my address 207 Duart Lane, Duart Lane, Lane, Columbus, South Carolina 29210. 29210.
Okay.
Columbus, South Carolina.
Okay. And what is your last name, James?
My last name is Pope, P-O-P-E.
Okay. I'm trying to look your policy up.
Okay.
Okay, and can you just verify the year, make, and model on the vehicle, please?
It's a 2005 Chevy Trailblazer, Chevrolet Trailblazer.
Okay.
2005.
And you trying to be reimbursed?
Yes, ma'am.
On your rental car, which you had to pay $35 a day?
I did. I think I had to pay $35. Might have been a little more. I don't know what it was now, but I know it was that. It was that. I think a little bit more.
Okay, James, I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I verify the information that's on my screen.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I've been having a hard time with this little situation.
Thank you for patiently holding, James. So yes, the reason why you haven't been reimbursed yet is because you still need to upload two documents on the portal, which is the body shop invoice and the adjustment estimate.
See, that's what I'm saying. The adjustment estimate, I can't get, ma'am.
Okay.
I tried everything I know how to do to get that, but the invoice from my wife was talking on the phone. She sent that thing. She emailed y'all that information.
Okay. Well,
and I don't know what.
If she emailed the body shop invoice, then it will be reviewed. But from my notes, it's saying that you need to upload the body shop invoice and the adjustment estimate to be reviewed.
Okay. Well, tell me something. What can I get this adjustment thing from? That was going to be crazy. I didn't try to get it. Who did I get it from? I don't have no numbers or nothing. I'm having a hard time. And the people that fixed the car said that Auto Express said that's all they had was the invoice how they fixed it. That's all they could give me.
Okay. So, Mr. James, I'm going to place you on hold again, okay?
Yes, I'm having a hard time. I need to know which way to go with this.
Okay. Please hold.
Okay.
So thank you for patiently holding, Mr. James. So yes,
you will
contact your insurance company and they'll be able to give you the adjustment estimate. Yes, whoever is your insurance, you will contact them about the adjustment estimate.
Okay, my local office, these folks, I done been in the office asking all kinds of questions. They done got into an altercation with me by arguing and fussing at me trying to get this information. That's all I'm doing is stirring up more trouble. They don't want to have, they don't want to help me. I need somebody to be able to give me what I need. And I mean, you know, I don't want to keep arguing with these folks because we don't do that we can. I'm tired of going through that. They're putting me in the middle of something they don't want. Is anybody else I could call, talk to you, say?
Did you contact your insurance company?
My local one right down the street from Acceptance.
Okay, yeah. Did you talk to them about it?
Yeah, they said they're going to sit down everything. And I mean, I'm going through, they won't care. It's any way I can call her. I want to know if anybody else I can talk to that's over top of them, Acceptance. I mean, headquarters or somebody. I know somebody can do something. But these folks, I can't keep going arguing with these people. I just don't want to go through that. So I need a number that I can just call these folks and tell them what I need without an altercation by offering. I ain't going back. I don't feel like arguing with nobody. That's something I need. They said when we gonna get them, but we don't get it. I'm just telling you what's going on, and I can't get no ahead with nobody. So I need to be able to talk to somebody that can give me what I need. That's all I want. Is there any way you think you got to know, I can call or somebody else, accept the headquarters or something?
Okay, please hold.
Thank you.
Okay, yes, Mr. James, so thank you for holding. Okay, I do want to advise you that we are not your insurance company. We're a third party through your insurance company. I'm reassuring you that we did not receive any documents of the adjustment, estimate, or the
I believe what you're saying, ma'am. What I'm saying, ma'am, I can't get the cop, and I'm having a hard time to get a cop on adjustment level. But the enforcement, what they done, I got that. I mean, I'm just having a problem getting that part.
Right, so you will contact your insurance company to get the adjustment estimate. That's what I'm telling you, sir.
Okay, all right. I'll try to get into that. I've been through this about 2 or 3 months. These folks arguing with me every time I ask them for what I need. Okay, all right. Okay, well.
Okay. Is there anything else I can help with?
Oh, no, thank you very much.